Writer-director Oliver Stone has been keeping up a pace worthy of Woody Allen. He made Heaven and Earth in 1993, Natural Born Killers in 1994, and this year, the 3-hour and 10-minute Nixon, starring Anthony Hopkins as the 37th president. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
When you hear that Oliver Stone has made a movie about Nixon, you can easily imagine the kind of slash-and-burn job he might do. So it's surprising how humane and even-handed Stone's film turns out to be. When he makes a movie about his heroes, as in Born on the Fourth of July, Stone can be simple-minded and even syrupy. But when he takes on a monstrous character like Nixon, something magical happens. The bullying force of Stone's storytelling is filtered through a real curiosity about human complexity, and the result is amazingly fresh and vivid. Nixon begins in 1973, as the nets of Watergate are closing in. The president, played by Anthony Hopkins, sits in the Lincoln Room, drinking, taking pills, listening to the notorious tapes, and remembering. The movie is constructed as a raucous series of flashbacks and flash-forwards, but everywhere you expect it to go wrong, Stone manages to be surprisingly restrained. Even Nixon's famously humiliating courtship of his wife, Pat, who's brilliantly played by Joan Allen, is remarkably understated. The movie's portraits of their marriage are among Stone's finest scenes. Take this one, for instance, in which Nixon's handlers have just convinced him to run for president, and now he has to convince his reluctant wife.
Buddy.
I should be going. The primaries are soon, aren't they? New Hampshire.
I love you, buddy. I need you.
I don't want them to love me.
But I need you out there. It won't be like the last time. The war's crippled the Democrats. I can win. We deserve it. It's ours, buddy. At last. Nobody knows that better than you. Frank Nixon's boy. Do you remember what Mom said? We're not like other people. We don't choose our way. We can really change things, buddy. We got a chance to get it right. We can change America.
Nixon the movie works rather the way an opera does. We already know the story, so Stone doesn't really bother telling it. He's looking for emotion, for the key moments that define or reveal his protagonist's psychology. It's hard to imagine what this movie will feel like to people who didn't live through the Nixon years. They'll probably find it utterly bewildering, because the film plays like a kind of hallucinatory historical pageant, a fever dream. The multimedia techniques that Stone has been developing in JFK and Natural Born Killers, with lots of different film stocks and juxtapositions of imagery, become a full-blown mature style here. In fact, Stone may now be the most adventurous movie stylist in America. At times, like most Stone films, this one is overbearing. It's studded with references to Citizen Kane, for instance. But as presumptuous as that may sound, what Stone is trying to do is establish an interesting idea— that just as William Randolph Hearst, on whom Citizen Kane was based, was the quintessential American for the first half of the century, so Nixon was for the second. A middle American nobody who became a success by sheer force of will, and who never stopped believing that in the great American game of class, wealth, and sex appeal, the cards were hopelessly stacked against him. Anthony Hopkins doesn't look or sound like Richard Nixon, but 15 minutes into the film, you don't care. Hopkins captures the man's pride and his self-loathing, his vengefulness and his need to do good, his lust for the limelight and his terror of it. And all around Hopkins are remarkable actors doing impressions of familiar figures, especially Paul Sorvino, whose Henry Kissinger is an extraordinary combination of coercion and sycophancy. What the movie never captures is the Nixon who was the most powerful leader in the world. The canny administrator who ran a government, a party, and an entire country. Even his foreign policy breakthroughs, like the opening of the door to China, are played as mad scenes. But then, there's always too much madness in Oliver Stone's movies. In spite of which, he's managed to turn the tragedy of Richard Nixon into one of the most impressive films of the year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.